Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info, 18 minutes past 12. This very beautiful Thursday afternoon, the 25th year of March 2021. So look, real good. I'm excited. Tomorrow Friday would be the last Friday you and I get a share. And I hope it lasts forever. Well, so the good thing is that if there is any episode, if there be any episode you miss on the sunny side, we have a podcast. So you visit our website, you can catch up on some of the shows you have missed out on. And if you have an opinion on something, a contribution, an objection to something you hear and would like to share that, please on Twitter, Joyce Onyemowa on Twitter, and on Instagram, Joyce Onyemowa on Instagram. Meaning that nothing is really lost, okay? And if you write me and I think it's something that we need to talk about, I then would bring it on radio and, of course, share. So Friday's out of the days given to me to work, and I can't even tell you how exciting that is. So Mondays through Fridays, but of course, it's good justification for that. There is actually good reason for that, is that programs are being adjusted to bring you more fun stuff, more informative stuff, and things certainly we believe that you would find engaging as well. So you want to take this with your whole heart and with all of your might as well. 99.3 Nigeria Info this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Thursdays on radio here on the sunny side. As the sun rises, we call it the day for Lords of Logic. And so can I quickly straighten out something? Some guy did I can't call it a skit, but something of that nature, like a track, a very short one. And he sang about the shows on Nigeria Info. And then about the sunny side, he said, if you don't have sense, don't call that show. Well, I think I want to adjust that a little bit. I think that the essence of the sunny side is to extract sensibility as best as we can. So it's more, even if you don't know a thing, the hope is that you come a little bit more open to the possibility that something contrary to what you hold on to, believe, or are persuaded by might also be possible. It's not that I'm not telling you how to think or what to think, but I think it begs that for there to be solid ground for belief, then every possible options need be considered. Every probability should be taken into consideration. So if you don't know it, it's perfect. It's that you should come with some curiosity. Yeah, the sunny side. But first, today on the show, before we go into the Lords of Logic, it's Confessions Thursday. It's our opportunity to share something particular to us, an experience, an encounter. Life. So I know that you know, but I don't know whether you have articulated it as such, that life is fashioned with, you know, pockets of stories, and those stories pretty much make up our lives. And some of those stories are really good, some of them absolutely out of this world, some of them sad, maybe even quite a number of them are sad, because life happens and it's not necessarily something within your control. So you cannot quite manipulate anything outside of you. So Confessions Thursday allows us to share with us the encounters of human experience that have affected us in some way or the other. And sometimes it might be something that you have done, you regret at this point in time. Now, maybe because you know better, something you're struggling with, something you're dealing with. I believe someone on radio who's listening would have an answer to something that you're, you know, walking through. And why should a situation take you longer to resolve if someone holds, you know, a clearer picture as a solution? Yeah. On my way to work, actually, while I was at home and getting ready for work, I wanted to tell you how wonderful you are, how beautiful or how beautifully you've been made, and how everything that is required for the utmost and highest expression of who you are is already with you. So what could impede that would be lack of information. What could impede that could also be said to be lack of human comprehension or judgment of, say, certain encounters in life, poor interpretation, denial, ignorance, yeah. Self-denial, and maybe sometimes the laziness that makes you seek out cognitive biases, the things that validate what you already know. And sometimes it's the fear of what people will say. And I want you to understand that there are weak things in this world, probably even more to that, weaker things. If there are any things that are really weak, I think it's what people have to say about some, particularly about something that you know to be true, something that you have proven, something that has now beyond something you believe is something that you know. But then for you to move from belief to knowledge, you would have tested it and experienced it for yourself. You know it to be true. So I need not believe it if it's your conviction. It suffices that you have tested it long enough for it to be your truth. And it's real. I don't have to accept it. I don't have to validate it. But maybe sometimes the reason you want validation is because it makes you feel like you're not alone. So what? That's actually an illusion. Because maybe you really are alone. You just want to feel like you're not alone. Well, the feeling of a thing and the actual thing being are two different things. Like, to look like a thing and to be a thing are two different things. So we can adjust the grammar, you know, the semantics. We can adjust that a little bit, move some things around to appear to be a thing. But if you're not it, you're not it. And if you're not it, you're not it. But here's what's worse, that you would lie to yourself. Because many times you know. I mean, many times you know, but then you tell yourself, well, if the other person doesn't know, then maybe it's fine. Well, no, it's not fine. No, that's not fine. Nothing is necessarily dependent on the other person. You're wonderful. You are absolutely, you're wonderfully made, but maybe you come into full functionality when you realize that, eliminate human errors and attain to the highest good, and then you can really see yourself for what you truly are, what your potential really is. Okay, all right, so I've tried to remind you of that, and I really wanted to do that. Into the real McCoy on the sunny side. Welcome, the sun rises here. My name is Joyce. Confessions Thursday. When you call in today, you do not say your name. Well, for all the reasons that we have been able to justify. Sometimes you don't want anybody to know that's you speaking. You just want to share the story and necessarily help you get the benefit of hindsight. Maybe forgive the situation. Maybe understand it and make a better decision. Maybe afford us the privilege, actually, to share from your experience, which at some point, I think that's something that is quite priced if we are honest about anything. That's something very priced, experience. But I think that talking about experiences also help to broaden what humans encounter, and if we can, prevent other people from making similar mistakes. So regardless of what it is you've been through, on Confessions Thursday, you're allowed to withhold your name and tell your story. However weird, unfamiliar, strange, peculiar. Yeah. Oh, absolutely, because we really understand that as well. Male, female, welcome to the sunny side. For the women, 01465-7190, welcome to radio. And of course, to everybody else, angels and high beings, 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to radio on Nigeria Info. Let's talk about what you know to be your secret on radio. But remember, when you call in, you do not say your name. Good afternoon. Turn off your radio. Thank you very much for calling. Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Not really.
Okay. Well, this is confession.
I don't have any meetings connecting my cupboard. I'm pure. I don't know. But...
Okay, then. Thank you very much for calling. I'm happy you called. So why did you actually call them?
Well, I just want to call because of all the things you've talked about that when we're doing something, I like the fact that whenever you say some word, there's this credibility in whatever you're saying. Like, when you do something and you're wrong, I'm not perfect. I do wrong sometimes. You have to tell it out, because if you don't say it, if you don't fix it, it is always there. Because you know, you don't always say you don't know.
You know, well, I mean, that's my own personal philosophy. I don't think that I don't know, and I don't want to not know, so I don't.
I don't move in the dark. I like that about it. It's just the truth, you know. I've done some wrong in the past, but I realize it. You have to fix it. Don't. If you tell me you don't know, it's a lie. You know.
Oh,
you
okay.
You know it.
And again, are you repeating what I'm saying, or do you know it as a personal truth?
It's the personal truth.
Oh, good.
I like the fact. It's the personal truth. It's the truth.
Oh, you know. Actually, I think it's a lie when you say you don't know.
No. It's because I like that philosophy. Because if you don't fix it, if you cover your sin like you said, okay, because the other person doesn't know. Whenever you say those words, it makes me feel like, man, we have to do things right. If you don't fix it, it's always there. You have to fix it because it's there. You
and
know.
Then it mutates. It goes from 1 to 2 to 4 to 6 to 8 to 10. You're like,
absolutely.
That.
It's a goal. If you don't fix it, you think because the other person does not know, it you're smarter than the other person. It makes you weak. I mean, the way you say those words, it makes me feel like, man, we have some people that still can do good and that can rule this part of the world that can make sense.
Well, don't bother about the rulership part. I'm here for the cheese and the wine. I don't want stress.
So you can
fix yourself and then you can rule, okay? So you take up the responsibility to be accountable. Know that you would be accountable. And then once you fix yourself, we can give power to you because you understand what it means to bear power. It's not to exaggerate your pride or the illusion of what you think you are, but that you can help create or you can build men like yourself, women like yourself. I mean, what would the world be if we had people of sound judgment, for example? Yeah, so bless your heart. So think a lot more about it and then hold yourself accountable.
I will surely do
that. And we'll vote for you whenever you run for office. We'll give you...
I hope you're going to vote for me. Can I say my name? Can you vote for me?
What's your name?
My name is Victor Olami Juola Dixon. Can you vote for me?
Absolutely. But you must understand the consequence of power. It's responsibility.
This is a new page. This program you hold, I mean, you stay every other day, is a new page to open the life of people who knows the truth, who appreciate the truth. If you appreciate the truth, you should just know that when you do something wrong, fix it, say it out, and it goes away from you, it does not hurt you no more.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if I can say something. I just want to seek permission because this part of the world... Can I talk about the N9 thing?
No. That's not what I'm talking about. You're getting excited about this, but just take a little bit more time and think about it. And then you become your philosophy. You don't just say it. You become the philosophy, your philosophy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you here.
Well, it's my first time, by the way.
First time calling radio?
Yes, calling your station, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much, first time caller. Certainly happy to have you here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So to all our friends, just think about it. And if there is no truth to it, do away with it. Otherwise, this is Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you do not say your name. And let's hear the secrets of your life. Crazy, weird, unfamiliar, sad, pathetic, something you regret, yet regretful. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Julia.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes, please, I have a confession. Today is my first day of calling, but I only listened to your program like 5 months ago now.
Okay, great.
Number one confession is that I always masturbate a lot, but through your program, I think I'm trying to avoid it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That is number one confession. The second confession is that when I grew up, I became so brutal with my mom. Ask me why.
Why?
Because... It flogged me when I was the age of 8. It flogged me mercilessly, on which I cry. I cry more than 2 days. So when I grow up, I ask myself, is it my mom? I think that is not my mom, because if you are my mom, you will not flog me that way. So when I grew up, anything you talk to me, I always be angry with her, almost to flog her. Then people ask her to come and apologize to me, or let her come and ask me why. So she asked me why. And I told her that, why do you flog me mercilessly when I'm still much younger? So he apologized to me, so I forgive her. So we are now united again.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, and thank you for fixing that problem. Thank you very much for fixing that problem.
I think I have the third confession.
Okay.
I was in Jersey Street when my stepbrother wife led me to sleep with her.
Yeah.
I got her pregnant.
Okay. Game. All right.
She's never a bouncing baby boy.
You seem just happy about that. Yeah.
To be honest, I will not hide anything. She deliver a bouncing baby boy.
Yeah.
Just like me. He is my carbon copy.
Okay. Congrats to you. Should I say that? Or did you mess it up?
It's 8 years ago now.
So you have a son who's 8 years old?
Yes, and which comes from my stepbrother wife. I don't know how to do about it.
Oh, wait. Sorry, bring it back. Sorry, your stepbrother's wife?
Yes.
Gave birth for you?
a bouncing baby boy. I was in Genesis 3 then.
You were in Genesis 3?
Yes.
And you got your stepbrother's wife pregnant?
Because she lured me to do that. I didn't.
She lured you?
Yes, because I didn't know anything then.
Oh, how old was she? How old were you?
I think I was 16 then.
So, who's raising the kid? Whose child is that? Wait, so, where's the child?
Is there at home now? I'm in Lagos State right now, 18 Union Street.
Is she, are you the father of the child? Like, does your stepbrother know what happened?
He know. He was, like, fighting his wife, seriously. He know that I'm the one that got his wife pregnant.
Oh, so he broke up with her?
You don't have any evidence to prove to me. Then he was just fighting his wife. So then I'm still much younger then. So you don't have anything to challenge me. Then I was like, you know, the funny part of it, I didn't feel bad. Do you know why?
Why?
I didn't feel bad about it because it wasn't my intention to do that.
Well, the more reason why you should feel bad.
No.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. So you're the father of the child. You're raising the child. Did your brother continue the relationship with the lady?
No, they quit.
Okay. So are you married to the lady now?
No.
So you just have a son?
Yes. The son is there. But I put the son in good school.
Oh, so you're taking responsibility for the child?
Yes, because okay. Since my brother refused to take the responsibility, I decided to take the responsibility because I didn't do it intentionally. It wasn't my mom.
Okay. All right. Wow.
It's cooling where in Cross River State right now.
Okay. Okay. All right. And thank you for fixing the problems of your life so that problems don't get worse. So you have manned up to the situation and you have been able to prevent a situation from getting bad. So we can say thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling. Confessions Thursday. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Turn off your radio. We're happy to have you here. Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Hello. When you're calling, you do not say your name. Hello, welcome to radio. How are you? Good afternoon. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? We cannot hear you. Okay, I'm sorry. I cannot hear you. If you can hear me.
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello, are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm listening. Okay, I do apologize. No, I cannot hear you. The Sunny Side, Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
A very funny one to make.
Okay. Go ahead.
Joyce, I don't know how it will sound, but do you know that it's about Yvonne?
Vaughn. Which Vaughn? Hypho?
Yes.
Yeah, what?
Somehow, I like her voice.
And send her flowers.
Anytime I don't sneak into whenever you talk of the hour or so, I just want to come and hear your voice.
Yeah, send her flowers. Tell her you're an admirer. Send her flowers.
How do I do that?
Honey, buy flowers and send it. What do you mean, how do you do that?
I just keep it to myself. I don't know.
I mean, it's okay you're saying it. So, I mean, you can't quite do much with that. But at least we can establish that there is a little life within you, life that admires beauty. And what is life without beauty? So, yeah, you're alive and you're living. That's a good thing.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't know how she gets to go.
Sorry, bring it back. You say?
Sometimes I don't know how she may react or feel about this.
That you like? Of course she's going to say thank you very much. Do you expect something different? She's going to say thank you. Are you? Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what she'll say.
Then she will not know that somebody, and then I will not become shy.
No. You shouldn't be shy that you like something. I'm not shy that I love Mercedes. Why should I be shy about that? I love a good wine. I'm not shy about that. I don't even care what you think about it. I love cheese, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like smart men. There's nothing to be shy about that.
Yeah. I like cheese and enjoying for but especially when I know it's time for me.
Don't worry. So now that you like Vaughn, we're going to make sure she shows up to work every day, just for you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, then.
Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll be grateful.
All right. Vaughn. Well, this is good. The Sunny Side, it's Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you do not say your name. Speak up for us. Welcome to radio.
Hello.
Turn off your radio. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So let's hear you. Go ahead. Real quick. Go ahead, lady.
My name is Moon.
You're not supposed to say your name, lady. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to radio. Turn off your radio, please.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. You have a confession?
I have.
Please go ahead.
Well, it's also funny.
Oh.
Yes. Do you know that I fell in love with one of your AOPs?
Who's that?
Nita Lee.
Pardon?
Nita.
Nita?
Yeah.
What kind of day is this?
I kept it on my mind for a very long time.
Okay.
So I tried it out.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way,
yeah,
she blocked me.
Okay.
She only gave me her Instagram handle.
Okay.
So that was the last time we had a conversation on WhatsApp.
It's all right. You can easily move on from that now.
So you can do me a favor.
What?
By just sending my greeting to her.
Sure.
But I cannot mention my name. But she knows.
Thank you very much. All right. Okay. Wow. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon and welcome. Do you have a confession?
Hello, Joyce.
Yes, good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Don't say your name. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to confess something that has been bothering me since.
Okay.
It's concerning all the men that used to call Nigeria Info. Hello?
We're listening. What's wrong?
Every time, we'll be saying women. They should leave women alone.
That's not a confession, not, honey. Let's be serious now. Don't mess up the show. That's not a confession.
I'm not joking. I am not joking. Anytime they talk about women matter, we'll take it personal. So I don't like it. That was why I called. This thing is bothering me.
All right, then. Thank you very much for calling.
I said this now. My mind has calmed down.
Thank you very much for calling. Oh, dear. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Speak up for us now.
All the way from Cold FM down to Nigeria.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Sorry, I lost you. Hopefully, you can make it back. Hello. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
I want to confess something.
Okay.
Last week, I have an issue with somebody. And that somebody, it was somebody that I hate.
The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name? Sorry, turn off your radio. You have to turn off your radio, please. Hello?
My name is John Jack.
Hello? Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Oh, heaven. 99.3. Sorry, I lost you. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, you did go.
Do you have a confession? Good afternoon to you.
I just want to say hi to you. Afternoon, girl.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much. We do appreciate our friends and families and those who love Nigeria Info.
We go to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Confessions Thursday. Hello? All right, I'm going to have to go off on a short break now. Hello, good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? Hello, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession, lady?
I have a confession.
Please speak up and go ahead, all right?
My confession is that since I was young, I slept with my uncle and it's been bothering me till now. I don't know how to go about it. The wife used to be my very good party. But on along the line, I messed up by sleeping with my uncle. And
when you say uncle, like father's brother, mother's brother?
Father's brother.
Oh. How old were you?
About 35 now.
No. How old were you then?
Then I was about 25.
Oh, so you were an adult. Were you attracted to him? Like, what was that? It wasn't rape, was it?
No. Because I needed some assistance with my school, and she used that.
And your father's brother?
Yes.
You needed assistance with school, and before he could give you money, he had to sleep with you?
Yes.
Your father's brother?
Yes.
And you just did it because you needed the money?
Yes.
and this has been on my mind till now. Don't know how to get out.
Well, there's nothing you can do about that. That's not something you want to do. So what's your relationship with the family now? His family?
I just distanced myself from them.
Well, that's something to do. So, I mean, family meetings, family reunions, like, do you guys see? When was the last time you saw him? Does he look you in the eye? Do you look him in the eye?
The last time I spoke with him, I told him I wanted to go confess to my parents, but he was begging and saying it's going to affect the whole family and this and that. So I just spoke with some friends. They asked me to just forget about it.
How do you feel about that right now?
I still feel very guilty about it. I'm troubled.
So is your life better? Like, are you still in that sort of trade? Not a trade, but you know what I mean. Like, are you better? Is life better for you? Is this something you can move away from emotionally, mentally?
Life is better for me, but it's just that when I see him or his children, I get to remember the incident and I feel bad.
Are you married yourself?
Yes, married now.
Oh, you're married. Does your husband know?
Yeah, he knows.
Oh, good. What does he think about it? What did he say?
He wasn't happy with it.
It wouldn't be.
He told me to pray over it and so on in my life.
Have you done that?
Yes. But he feel that good.
No, you shouldn't feel... I mean, yes, of course you would feel guilty, but maybe you should pray again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's my confession.
Look, honey, thank you very much. And hopefully you save your children from making that mistake again.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to tell your husband that so that both of you can help your children not make that mistake.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much, lady, for calling. We appreciate it. First time caller. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. We appreciate that. Thank you. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Turn off your radio. Hello.
Hello. I can hear you.
Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes. I have two confessions.
Okay.
The first one is that I divorced my wife. I called you last week.
Oh.
No, she left anyway. And secondly, I think I'm in love with you, Joyce, because I'm just looking at your Facebook Live. I look at Facebook Live just because to see your face, the way you talk. Maybe your personality or maybe it's your beauty. I don't know. It's something just attracted. Like,
yeah, I would be attracted to me too. But that's hardly the conversation. Let's talk about why your wife left and why you didn't try to work that out.
It's not working because in a situation whereby I try to put... I'm the breadwinner of the house. You know that's Africa factor. She tried to work some time ago. Like, she got a work in... but the work is not this kind of a lucrative work. So... Mm-hmm. She spent more on transport. She even used most of the money I gave her for upkeeping, for, you know, to just to... She used it for transportation and some unnecessary spending due to the line of the job. So I told her, there's no point. At the end of the day, you are spending like 30-something thousand for transportation and feeding. So what's the point of earning 45,000 when you are spending... Just either you stay back and look for a better one or you quit. So she quit. She was at home. Maybe she was too comfortable. You know, sometimes when I even come late, she doesn't complain. There's no romance. She doesn't kiss me when I'm going to work in the morning. There's no family. Like, sometimes when I'm even making sex with her, she does not kiss me. She doesn't feel like firewood. And it was not like that before. It was not that ugly before. I thought maybe with time she would change. So there's no affection in the relationship anymore. It's like it's a dead relationship. So I need something like, if I'm going out with my friends, if I'm going out with her, with my friend, we are going to the beach, she doesn't even want my hand. Like, sometimes she squeezes her face. It's getting very irritating. That's why.
Wow. Did you try to, you know, have a conversation? Does she know all of this?
Yeah, she knows.
Did you tell her? Did you let her know you wanted to work out the marriage? Did she say she's no longer interested in the marriage? She's tired? Like, did you get some kind of feedback from her?
I did. I will call the family meeting. Like, we're trying to put her through. Okay, fine. She's 27 years old. I'm 30-something. Fine. She's still young, but at the same time, she's not young because she doesn't put her food into her mouth, her nose. She put it in her mouth. That means she knows what she's doing. So I try to talk things through with her, like, to make her understand that there's a way you treat your husband like a king. Your husband will love you forever.
Wait. Hold on a second. Wait. Are you looking for someone to treat you as like a king? What does that mean? What does that mean? To treat you as a king? Who says you're a king? Are you a good person is the question.
Yes.
What do you want kingship for? Do you have a head for it? Do you have the guts for the responsibility? I mean, is this what?
Hold on, Joyce. That is my problem with you. You understand? It's not.
Look, I think sometimes you guys just place this thing on women and want them to just manufacture a result for you.
I'm not blaming everything on her. Even she has never said she is sorry for the past 7 years we have been married. For once, we have 2 kids. Every time, I will be the one that, you know, you are wrong. She will still be squeezing her face. Okay, it's okay. Come closer. You know, she's not a baby now. Every time, I will be the one to say, I'm sorry. I don't look like a fool. It's one little thing. She will take her bag, take her luggage, and book taxi and went to another place. Then my dad has to call me that my wife left because of small issue. I will go there and we try to come to a peaceful dialogue.
Yeah.
And we set it. The next day, the next time, she will get have small misunderstanding. She will pack her load and go to her mom's place. I'm tired of all this kind of fighting.
And,
like,
and honestly, you shouldn't be in a marriage where there's no affection if you want it. And if you have tried to get it with every necessary human endeavor and it's not coming, then maybe you shouldn't be there. She shouldn't even be in that marriage. I think it's safe that you have thought about it, you have tried to work it out, and it's not working. You move on. You're a young man. You can find you another woman who pretty much speaks your language. But let it be on good intentions. And what's a fair deal?
Good intention.
Good intentions, fair deal. If you want to be treated like a king, do you have a kingdom? Are you treating her like a queen? Does she feel that?
Not king, like king that has a crown. Not just respect your husband. There's no respect there. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well,
the Bible says, wife, respect your husband. The wife, husband, love your wife. Simple.
Oh, well, you have a formula. I really hope it works.
No, it's not going to work because I'm going to look for somebody that will respect me and then I'll respect the person back. Respect is
beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. So take some time, live life a little bit, learn some, discover some things, and then maybe you find a friend and you can evolve into a relationship. Yeah, because you can't be looking at my picture and hope on a star. You shouldn't. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Treated hello, Joyce.
Yeah, welcome. No, don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday.
I've been treating you a very long time.
Oh, well, I'm happy you got through today on Confessions Thursday. Thank you very much. You don't say your name today, fortunately. You have a confession?
No. I just also appreciate you, funny enough.
Oh.
And yeah, your humor, your intelligence, as in, it's off of this world.
I'm human still. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Look, I have a problem, really. Like, it goes over my head, and I'm a thinker. And if I tell you something goes on over my head, believe it. When men say, I'm a king, treat me like a king, I want to pick that apart. First, I want to understand what you mean, but I've thought about it. You love the illusion. You love the lie that supposes that you're something on a chair where people come down and bow. Like, at what day? I don't know how long you think you're going to live, but there's got to be a day written in the stars where you have to wake up, get up, and understand that it's better to be a good person than be given a chair. First of all, a man's highest attainment to be, was, and will be is to be good. Nothing tops that. Good president, good father, good son, good worker, good CEO, good is to be good. But you will perish in the illusion that somebody has to give you a chair and fan your just airbrush your ego. Like, you don't even have the mettle. You don't have the mettle to stand solid and be content and good. It has to be a lie. You're not even ready for that conversation. We'll be right back on the Sunny Side. You want to be a king. Ha! .3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side with Joyce's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to radio. I was saying that it is more honorable to be a good person than to be a king. Basically put, it's more honorable to be a good person than to be a king. But you've watched enough movies in your life. You just like, you like that someone else that looks like you just comes before you and bows down. You would love to be the demagogue that, you know, they come to and they worship. Do you know what it means? Do you understand? Have you nearly tried to comprehend the power that it is that all men stand straight? Have you imagined a realm where men stand straight, upright? Have you imagined that? No. You like slaves. You like that. Well, yeah. So sometimes I think it's the way you write your own fairy tale, where I think, because that's the pattern of the fairy tale, where there's a prince, there's a princess, there's a king, there's a queen. Yeah. Sometimes the noise from your flat, if that was a kingdom, that would be a kingdom constantly at war. And there'll be too many peasants in that kingdom. Too many. It's too noisy, the bickering, the lack of truth, and the absence of responsibility for the honor of what is right. But if we can shadow the truth and create a story that isn't quite true, but can be held as truth, then yeah, you'll live. Look, it's better. It is far better to be a good person than to be anything else. Every kingdom comes and goes, every throne. I mean, kingdoms fall. Your kingdoms fall. Men come and go. Like, you're human, you're flesh and frail bones. There's not enough calcium. We can nearly guarantee that at 50, you have a bone, you have a joint problem. You're gonna be a king. How many battles you been to? Even men who went to battles have failed, fallen, their kingdoms taken over by scavengers. Oh. The truth is enough. And nothing tops that. Nothing. Nothing. All right. Let's move on to the telephone lines. Confessions Thursday, when you're calling, you don't say your name. You know what? On language and interpretations, maybe 2 weeks from now, we're going to talk about what Nigerians mean when they say, I want to be treated like a king, or I want to be treated like a queen. And really what you mean is respect. You just want someone to love you enough to do to you what would appear to be fairness, kindness. Yeah. You want someone to be humane to you, to respect your humanity. That's really what you mean. Well, except you mean something else. All right. Nigeria Info. Excuse me, I want to be a queen. Hello.
Joyce, good afternoon.
Do you have a confession? Welcome to radio.
Yeah, Joyce. My confession, seriously, I'm paying.
Joyce. Why?
Probably, well, you know, you have been talking about just trying to be good, and when you're trying to be good and people take advantage of you.
That happens. That's expected. People are what they are. There's evil in the world. That's expected.
A lot is going on in my head right now. That is the honest truth.
What, you wanna shoot someone in the face?
Judge.
You have to also learn to forgive.
Like, seriously.
You have to learn to forgive, you have to learn to walk away.
Judge, I'm saying, seriously.
Well, yeah, you can change the rules of your game. And it doesn't have to be evil. It doesn't have to devolve into madness. If it's not working, it's not working. Walk away. Forgive. Let it go.
The world is trying to change me.
The world shouldn't change you. The world can't change you. You can change yourself. That power is yours and yours alone to bear. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Headlines up next. Last of the headlines. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to Thursday's edition of radio. We call this one the day for Lords of Logic, but here we're having confessions. It's 5 minutes past 1 p.m. My name is Joyce Onyemuwa, and I want to play you a song. First, I want to read you some lines in that song, then I'll play it, then I'll come right back to the conversation. Personally, from me to you, I think I'm going to subject this to your curiosity, to your thinking, and when I tell you stuff, don't take it. Prove it to be true. That you say something doesn't make you your own. And then again, you don't even know whether I'm right or wrong, so that you should be able to test it for worth, test it for truth. But then again, you must actually know truth so that you can pick up my words and extract the sense or the truth in it. A man's weakest defense is the ego. A man's weakest, like the weakest thing you can defend yourself with is ego. But yet, it's some people's defense, quite a number. Or say a woman's weakest defense would be the ego. Yet you defend yourself with it. Let me share. I want to play you a song. You're going to love the song. His name is Mattis Yahoo. You would love it. Just hold on a second. Let me share with you the lyrics of the song. Strip away the layers and reveal your soul. Give it up. You've got to give yourself up. Then you become whole. You're a slave to yourself and you don't even know. You want to live the fast life, but your brain moves slow. If you're trying to stay high, then you're bound to stay low. You want God, but you can't deflate your ego. If you're already there, then there's nowhere else to go. If your cup's already full, then it's bound to overflow. If you're drowning in the water and you can't stay afloat, ask Hashem for mercy and he'll throw you a rope. You're looking for help from God and you say he couldn't be found. Looking up to the sky, searching beneath the crown. No, looking up to the sky, searching beneath the ground. You're like a king without a crown. Ladies and gentlemen, if it's music, you would love Mattis Yahoo. On the sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Night to 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, on Confessions Thursday.
The sunny side with Joyce.
When you call in, you do not say your name. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the sunny side. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. We'll have a few more minutes before we segue into Lords of Logic. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, sister, please. I don't have a confession, but I just want to say something to the last caller that want to be treated like a king.
No. He needs time to think.
Okay.
Yeah, he needs time to think. He'll come to the truth. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Josh.
Good afternoon. Turn off your radio. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? Hello.
Yes. Oh,
confession. Do you have a confession?
Okay.
Don't worry about where you're calling from. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I want to confess one thing. I've done it so long time ago, but it's still affecting me. Anytime I remember it, it's off my spirit. There's a boy who is serving a man. I know everything there is wrong. The boy said he wanted to save money for my hand. So I started collecting the money. When the boy finished serving the man, he wants to collect the money, and I refuse to give him back that money. Are you hearing me?
We're listening.
Yes. So since then, that thing has been disturbing my conscience. Already, I don't know the boy. I don't know where he comes from, but we are living together in 1 yard by then. So since then, anytime I remember the money, it affects me. And I don't know how to do that money.
Where is he? Where's the kid? Where's the guy? The guy who gave you his money?
No, that time I'm living at Port Harcourt. But now I'm moved to Ogun State here.
Oh, how much was it?
I don't really know the amount, but it's up to 3 or 4,000 naira. I don't know the amount because that time it was late 80s, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a long time ago, so I know. But anytime I remember that, it pains me because
what?
I supposed to return that money to that boy or to his master, but I didn't know where I can find them again. And anytime I remember it.
Do you know his name? Can you remember his name? You can search for him on Facebook.
No, I can't remember his name. I can't even remember him. I can't remember the... Even if I see him on the road now, I cannot identify him.
Well, there's nothing we can do. We just have to wait until you have an opportunity to fix that problem. Otherwise, it's still there. That's
okay,
the truth.
Okay.
Yeah. Still
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Well, some problems don't go away. The way the problem is fashioned... So hopefully your conscience saves you. Hello?
Hello.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Of course.
Go ahead.
My confession is I'm an atheist.
You're an atheist?
Yes.
Can you die by that? Can you swear that there's nothing to believe in?
Nothing, as in I've read the best evidence against God is found in the books that he inspired.
That he wrote. All right, it's okay. Would you love to remain an atheist? Are you convinced by that?
Yes, but the thing is that I feel pain whenever some people kind of want to treat me bad because I don't have a version of an imaginary friend. Because it looks like everybody wants you to have a version of an imaginary friend. I'm not that person to keep an imaginary friend, no matter whether it is fate or...
Yeah.
I think it's a mental disorder.
So you're You think it's a mental disorder?
To have an imaginary friend.
You really think it's a mental disorder?
Of course. Children that have imaginary friends are...
Psychiatric patients. All right.
Yes.
So you don't believe in truth, you don't believe in the dark, you don't believe in lights, you don't believe in...
What is it, truth?
No, don't worry. You don't believe it. I'm not necessarily selling you something. I'm just pointing out to what can be said to be the things people refer to. Don't worry. I'm not trying to convert you.
Oh, I don't believe in a God.
In nothing.
I don't believe in a devil. I don't believe in demons. I don't believe in angels. I don't believe in...
It's okay.
I don't believe in things that...
You can't see.
...appeal to the senses, as in smell, taste, feel, sight.
I mean, just the same way you think that people who, have imaginary things are psychiatric. I'm listening to you and you're so ordinary. You're so ordinary sad. But then again, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. So really, this conversation
why I called you is because I'm feeling bad that people expect me to have an imaginary friend.
Oh, well.
It's sad because the way they kind of treat... Somebody would just lash out at you and look at this fool that doesn't believe that there is a God. Do you understand?
Absolutely, I do. But if you're convinced in the absence... If you're convinced that there is nothing to believe in, then you should maybe not bother with what people have to say. And if somebody would treat you bad, you can just walk away. I hope you have enough moral reputation to understand. But wait, hold on a second, though. If you don't believe in nothing, do you believe that I could do evil to you? An act of evil?
Of course.
Believe that much?
Actually.
Okay, do you believe I can do good to you?
That is it. I believe you can do good. I believe you can do bad. I believe...
Yeah, but do you believe that? You believe I can shoot you? You can believe if you're hungry, I can clothe you and feed you? I can be nice to you, kind to you?
Of course.
Where do you think those things are rooted in? Do you think they're isolated philosophies?
They're rooted in humanity and being human.
So you suppose that humanity is... in of itself, isolated from something else, anything else.
Of course.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Of course.
Okay.
Now, okay, let me, can...
No, no,
can
no. I, believe me, I'm the last person that wants to prove you otherwise. Like, you see the way you are, I'll leave you that way. I just don't want people to treat you bad. You know, that's not good. Even about our faith, it's not what we believe. So nobody should treat you bad for not believing.
Yeah,
the problem with that is, given that you don't believe in something higher than you, then you, what's the foundation of your moral compass? You say humanity, so you believe if something hurts you, you wouldn't do it to me, so I shouldn't do it to you. Okay, fine.
That's it.
Fine.
Yeah, I actually have family, even family members that are kind of, I don't want to have anything to do with this guy anymore.
Oh, really?
You see how, that's how bad it is. So, and me, I'm looking at them as, this is a mental problem. It's not just because somebody does not believe in your own version of imaginary friend. Or something.
Don't you think you're being critical when you look at someone and you say something like, you know, you have a mental problem? Don't you think that's you being critical?
I don't say it. It's a confession. Okay.
No. Yeah, but I agree. Thank you. But I'm saying that even when you think that, you see, I shouldn't be speaking to you and saying something like, yeah, you know, you have a mental problem. Just the way you and I are speaking right now. Because maybe what is expected of me, I believe, is to show you the good that's inside of me. Peradventure, that might convince you otherwise. That's what I believe. Not to say to you, you're an idiot for not believing. Oh, you're a fool for not believing. Look at you. How dense does he get? Like, look, you are probably the best reference for how stupid it can become. I shouldn't be saying all of that.
That's what I get.
Yeah, I know that's what you'll get. But I shouldn't be saying that. I should be able to mirror the best expression of the good that I claim to you. Peradventure, it might convince you. But also, given that they're not taking that responsibility, I want to suggest something to you. I'm not asking you to change your belief. I'm asking you to consider their position. That's all. Just consider it. Out of curiosity, just to understand this image that they carry about, the lie that it is, and try to prove that lie. And so maybe when you approach it, you don't approach it with your preconceived notions. You approach it peradventure, there might be an element of something that they're misnaming. A possibility that there could be something.
You know, my biggest problem with the theists is that they don't want to discuss, bring your Bible. I like the Bible. The Bible is not even as big as a medical textbook. So I tell them, we could discuss with this thing. You said it was your God that inspired it. Let us talk about it and see what kind of God inspires such.
Yeah.
And let's reevaluate. And let me see if you could convince me with this, your book, or I could be able. It's just kind of cognitive dissonance. I don't want to hear, you an atheist. Go away, please.
So if nobody is going to take that responsibility, and maybe really nobody owes you that, I think it's your responsibility.
Nobody owes me that, but at least they owe me to treat me.
They owe you like decency, absolutely. They owe you civility. I agree with that.
Civility.
They owe
decency.
You that, particularly because their faith actually compels them to be good to their brothers. So they owe you that.
I actually tell them that this is the result of this faith because it makes you. It actually tells you that do not be equally yoked.
Unbelievers. Yeah.
So the faith kind of justifies how they push me away. I was talking to somebody who came in.
To not be unequally yoked. I mean, that verse.
No, it's not unequally. It is do not be equally yoked.
Yeah, that's not necessarily to. That's not to interaction. They can interact with you. The interaction is not the measurement for the yoking. Jesus was friends with taxpayers, and it was said that he had a prostitute in his company, but he wasn't a prostitute himself.
Actually, Jesus was found calling some people that doubted him and wanted a sign fools.
Yeah.
They wanted
absolutely, because there's too much proof. In fact, let me tell you what Einstein said. Einstein said that there is a God, but the God is impersonal to him.
thank you.
Hold on a second. What you're saying, thank you, relax. I'm not even trying to help you defend your cause. I'm just saying that, but you haven't opened your mind to the concept of the image that you have called imaginary. So the God can still remain impersonal to you, but you need truth. You need to find out what the history says about that person, that thing, that being, that light, that uncreated light. That Hermes Trismegistus puts it this way. He says his circumference is nowhere. The center is everywhere. The circumference is nowhere. The center is everywhere. Hermes Trismegistus lived about the time of Moses. In fact, he was regarded as a god.
The uncreated creator.
Exactly. So don't worry about that. So my point is, what I'm just trying to sell to you is the possibility you might need to study it. If somebody's not patient enough to tell you or prove to you why they believe, then it's your responsibility rather than go around with the uneducated conviction that you don't believe. Well, at least you can prove why you don't believe so that you can die by that. But it would have been that you're choosing to die because you have tested it.
Why did you call it an educated belief?
Yeah, it's uneducated because there's too much proof in that regard. There's too much history. Let me put it that way. There's just too much history around that.
I don't understand the too much. When you say uneducated,
because what has your history? Have you studied history as to the documentation of people who had encountered with foreign beings, extraterrestrial beings and stuff like that?
Miss Joyce, that there are possibility of extraterrestrials doesn't give me a notion that there is an uncreated creator.
Wait. Sorry, bring it back. You just say if there is a possibility of
extraterrestrials.
Yeah, that.
Yes, it doesn't justify that there is a creator.
Look, I'm not. Believe me, I'm not. I don't even want to give you salvation. Salvation, Jesus didn't give to you. I'm not the one that will give it to you. Salvation, you don't want to take. I'm not going to sell it to you. I'm giving you nothing. I'm just saying, inform yourself well enough that if you choose that by tomorrow you're an atheist, a cause you're willing to stand for even to death, fine. Let it be. But let it be that you have considered what history has documented about it. Here people tell their story that is not necessarily scientifically proven, but it's a human experience because some experiences can be proven, some can't be proven.
Then
whatever you arrive at, that's your answer. The cross is there for all that believe. So the cross is not working for you because you don't believe. That cannot be scientifically proven, for example.
You said the cross?
Yes.
The cross, is it not for crucifixion?
Don't worry. It's where they sell Mama Put. Good. But read about it. Know it for what it
actually, I know this.
Make your decision.
From what I'm confessing is a feeling. Actually, I'm not trying to get you to preach to me or.
No, I wouldn't try.
You're not trying.
Yeah.
If there was another discussion, I would tell you I could bring out all the history I know of these things and all the various different types of experiences from various different gods.
It's fine.
That humans.
It's fine. So basically, people should be good to you. So do unto them what you hope that they do to you.
Yeah, that
perfect,
is what I just want you to know that.
Yeah, and that's not right. That's not right.
Rude.
All right,
people
that's not
are
good.
Rude.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
So I think atheists are very interesting people because the atheist has to study science to disprove God, and that is supposed to. And science is supposed to be what? Isolated? That's why I ask that you consider history and so you can read about anthropology and see what physics was back in the day before it became physics as we know it today and see what those who documented their culture and their experiences wrote. And it doesn't have to be true. It just has to be something you can refer to, something you can counsel out. And then you hear about Aleister Crowley, the guy who wrote the Devil's Bible, and you read the Devil's Bible and even the devil himself speaks about a God. The devil speaks specifically to Jesus and basically he just turns the Bible on his head. And then you go into witchcraft, you go into the wicker, you go into the history of paganism, you go into paganism and you see what history has to say. And no, it doesn't have to be true. You just have to be willing to go everywhere possible to trail or to eliminate what can or cannot be the truth. Yeah, you go everywhere. You go into pagan culture. You go into magic. Yeah, you go into magic. You go into anthropology, the reading of the stars. You read human encounters. And I feel that what would forever confound science would be the human experiences. And it's exhausting that you don't believe, but it's fine that you don't. It's that I hope that you have enough human time and you're willing to commit to the effort to justify, you know, your lack of belief. Because you cannot just not believe in isolation. I mean, like, that's not informed. So it's okay you don't want to believe, but at least be sure that you've checked. You've checked it. And that's the thing. You cannot just be looking at one book. Yeah, you can just say, oh, yeah, I just picked up the Bible. It can't be true. It's no. That's one. So if Hermistris Magistus is right, that the circumference is nowhere, the center is everywhere, then everything that has life has the element of that truth. Every single thing. Actually, even non-living things are said to have an element of that. But that's like fourth year in your study. That's when you get there. Yeah, but at least the most basic ones. Yeah? All right. This show. Gosh. The Sunny Side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. 31 minutes past 1 p.m. This beautiful Thursday afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Can we talk about something that he actually did underscore, which is also very important. It is judgment. Judgment. The judgment and the condemnation of someone who doesn't believe what you believe. That's very important. I got a message this morning on my Instagram page. Someone said to me, oh, well, that they started to maybe read the books of Jordan Peterson. And the person, I think your name is Shade something, something, something. And the person, I don't know if that's a guy or a girl, but wrote like a lengthy, you know, literature on what they expected. I think from the literature, what I was able to deduce was you had an expectation of the process of a person. And then he said, or she said something like, Jordan Peterson needs prayers. So first of all, let's eliminate the fact that you grew up in a religious society. It doesn't necessarily say you have a deeper insight into God. First of all, what we can even lay out straight is the fact that by the structure of your society, your religion is a conditioning. So you can't say somebody who grew up in an atheist society, you know, is like this, is like that, based on your reference. Well, yes, based on your reference, you might be persuaded to judge a certain expectation you might be tempted to judge a certain scenario. But education says that, you know, that a person, given where they're coming from, might experience something differently, but the end is the same. The end of the thing would be what is the expected end. A person might go through the fire. A person might go through the ice. A person might not go at all. A person might fall. Like Paul, he had to get blind. For some others, it was disobedience. For some, maybe it was a fight. It was something that the journey, the processes are different. You can't quite say because he doesn't go to church and don't clap, then he needs prayers. No. Poor judgment. So that maybe what you even need to do is just sit back, listen without judgment. Sit down, listen. Oh, I lost my bed. Why? Got it back. Just sit down, listen, and not judge. And you know the truth. The errors are all within the context of the story. You can see the errors. And sometimes maybe saying to somebody you're wrong is not right. Maybe proving that is what's right. Yeah, I've learned that. You're wrong, it's not right. Particularly if you can prove it. Then maybe you show them some kind of proof or something that tilts them into a detour where they can consider another perspective or say a possibility for the truth. So the problem, I think, that some of us have is judgment. And you're judging based on your preconceived notion. And you're not open enough. You're not flexible enough. You're not allowing for other possibilities of an outcome. So look, this is what you don't want to change. The truth should not change. the variable is what it is. Events, circumstances, processes are all variables. And they can differ. Time, season, experiences, background, nature, nurture, like, and culturing. Like, different things influence the factors that makes them, you know, variable. But the truth is the same. Even in hell. So maybe the process for the truth in heaven is one way. The process for the truth in hell will be another way. But the end is the same. So don't judge quickly. And if a person say they don't believe, if a person differs from you, you don't hate them for that. Believe me, you don't hate them for it. If a person is unkind to you, you don't hate them. What you hate is the action. Then you try to deal with the action, except the person then proves that they are the action. So it's like, just don't judge quickly. Yeah, because sometimes some people are independent from the action, but they care or they perpetrate the action because of what they have known or been told. Huh? There's that. And then you try to fix that. And then the person says to you, no, don't, I'm not independent from the action. I am the action. Then you deal with the person as you would the action. So it's don't judge too quickly. And remember to love your neighbor as you love yourself. All right. A few more conversations and then we segue into Lords of Logic, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You have a confession.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My wife. Anytime I want to, I'm in the mood to have sex.
Oh dear.
She's not said that. She tell me she's tired.
Probably is.
She tell me she's tired. But whenever she needs me, I'll be available for her. Because of that, I went to cheat on her.
How do you feel about that singular chess move?
I'm being pained, but I don't know.
No, you know. No, so yo, on the sunny side, you know. You know. You know.
I've tried to correct it. I've tried to correct it, but you don't see correcting it.
So when you say you try to correct it, what have you done to correct it?
I'm trying to correct how to change the attitude about that. About
so
that
so
life.
For you, it's about who comes first. You have to get it when you go. You want it on your terms, not on her terms. That's what this is.
Yes, you know, whenever I need her, she'll be available for me. And whenever she needs me, she'll be available for her.
As a table and chair that she is, that's what you mean. And now, like, as ATM machine, you know, you put your, even your banking services sometimes, you want your money and the bank can't give it to you because they're having an internal problem. I was at the bank yesterday, you know, to confirm an international transaction. And they said to me, oh, sorry, we're a little down. They're with my money. And I didn't get any feedback. And I'm not even mad at that. So I said, can I call you later? She's like, oh, yeah, sure, you can. So I'll call you. So that's pretty much on her timing. Are you joking? Really? So is that when you go, she doesn't answer you. Then she fixes it time. Then she comes. Like, that's a problem? If you want heaven, you have to deflate the ego. If you want heaven, you must deflate. That's not even your problem, but you see how it is? Looks like a problem now. Like, when I came yesterday, you didn't ask me, you're not coming today. Please, please, please. I don't have, really? Really? Then you now went to cheat on her. Like, just you met, like, things can go wrong. So, she didn't come on Tuesday. No, you went to her on Tuesday. She didn't answer you. She knocked you on Thursday. You know, like, are you even joking? You're coming on Thursday. Please, please, please. You know what? I'm going to cheat. And you say you don't know. Like, that one even just grates on my nerves. Like, you really don't know. Okay. There's something else I really wanted to say. What that you don't know was not what I really... I wanted to tell you something. Like, are you joking? Like, that... But it's all right. So look, I think you know. And you see, if there was a consequence for that action, you wouldn't have done it. If there was like, you know how you put your hand in fire, it burns you no matter how good you are. If there was a consequence for that action, you wouldn't have done it. So the only reason you honestly don't know is because, well, you could do it and get away with it. So I think I'm calling us to responsibility. And communicate. She's tired. She's probably tired. You know how many times you go to the... How many times you want to use the internet and it's down? My internet's been down for 2 days. And I've paid. And I just try not to get frustrated with it. And not bother about it. Sometimes you don't fuss about those things. Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have an advice.
For who?
Hello?
For who? Go ahead.
For that guy.
Which guy now? The one who cheated?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry for you. You say you should not judge. Just said the guy is not loose.
Huh? He
enjoys. That is what you are telling. You are sitting for the guy. And he knows. See, for me, you always talk about people.
Oh, please. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Hello. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession? Hello? Hello? Hi, welcome. Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, I have a confession.
Go ahead.
I don't actually know where to start from, but I just have to start from somewhere. My mom made life a bit miserable for me in this sense. I don't even know.
Last year. Okay, so I'll do one more conversation and then we'll disappear. No, actually, we'll segue. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, hello.
Turn off your radio. Oh. Ooh, have you done that?
I just want to say something. Do you want to hear the truth or do you like sycophants?
I don't have an answer for that.
Because you actually take side when you judge.
So, like when I said the woman...
You need to just be neutral about the whole situation.
So what part did I judge?
Let me ask you, are you married?
What part did I judge?
Are you married?
Don't bother about that. What part did I judge?
That's why you're picking up. Saying the man came yesterday, the woman came yesterday.
Yeah.
This is something that has to be like emotional understanding between both of them.
So hold on a second. Hold on a second. You're going to breathe. I want to ask you a question. Does cheating fix the problem?
Doesn't fix the problem, but I want to say something because you want.
Does communication fix the problem?
You will allow him to talk.
Does communication fix the problem? Does communication over cheating fix the problem?
Communication doesn't fix the problem.
It doesn't?
Understanding fix the problem.
Okay, so cheating, does cheating fix the problem?
No.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, hello. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Turn off your radio. We're happy to have you. If you have a confession, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I don't really have a confession anymore.
All right.
I just want to comment on your program and every other thing.
Okay.
Yes, you really didn't go out. This is the first time caller anyway.
Okay.
Yes, so the thing is this. I'm beginning to understand because it's not really a confession anyway, but... I think I'm beginning to learn and understand things about life generally with people and how I have to live with people.
Yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes I feel that I'm not really doing good. When I say feel that I'm not really doing good, there are some certain things I look at in my life, you know. I looked at it and I say, okay, fine. It's like this thing. It's not really working for me.
Yeah.
But I keep on asking, why is it not working for me? You know? And, you know, because I'm an emotional person.
Oh, that's good.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a very, very emotional person.
That's good.
So, and you know, people at times want to take advantage of that. You know?
Very true.
Yeah, so, and even my wife, too, knows about it. You know, because at times we may have a little kind of argument and stuff like that, you know. Well, you know, at the end of the day, I still go back again and tell her, okay, don't be angry and stuff like that.
So does she take, so is it your wife taking you for granted? So that's something you should actually avoid, being taken for granted. So first there is you putting yourself out there to say, look, I'm trying to save the situation. There was a gentleman who called earlier on, and he said something about, you know, his wife not necessarily showing him her emotions, or at least showing her commitment towards the relationship to bind it. You know, she's not also contributing her fair quota of needed emotions to make the relationship flourish. And he has tried, you know, they go out, she's frowning. I think that was like no, it wasn't the first, but yeah, he called earlier on. The one who said he wanted to be treated as a king. Yeah, you remember that guy? Yeah. So, and honestly, he shouldn't be in a marriage like that. That's not even good for you mentally. It doesn't allow who you are come out. Like, all that you can be doesn't come out in those type of situations. But what I'm asking you to do is that you try first. So maybe what I'm insisting is that you don't go and make a mistake in order to fix a mistake. Like, you don't say something like, well, yeah, so I came, you didn't do it, and then I went to cheat. Like, how does that even fix the problem? So I had a gentleman who called into the show saying that I am being biased or I am being judgmental. I did say, you know, if you cheat on your wife, you're not fixing the problem. Have a conversation about it. The man who called earlier on who said he wanted to be treated as a god, that was a fair deal. He tried everything that he could. In fact, I couldn't even blame him for looking at my pictures after the wife left. He said he tried everything, it's not working, and she left. Good. He can go out there now, mingle freely. He hasn't done anything that abuses the marriage. He hasn't done anything to insult the woman. He says he has tried to make it work. Two kids, she's not into it. And it's okay. He can move on. Now he can look at my picture and every other picture that there is on the internet. Hopefully someone responds to his DM. Brother can pick up life again. But you don't say that, well, I came on Tuesday, you didn't ask me, you not came on Thursday, please, Friday, I have a date. I'm cheating. Like, you don't do that because, well, so that's you compounding the problem. You just don't want to be honest about it. And you don't want me to tell you. Unfortunately, you don't have that luxury. Yeah. So we're going to segue into something else. I leave my peace with you, but look, it's not even enough that I leave my peace with you if you would not take up responsibility. Bad things happen. Let's establish that. You're going to be good. Somebody's going to be bad to you deliberately. They would actually go out of their way to do something bad to you. And then you're going to decide what's going to happen. That's even somebody doing you bad. Then there's you really trying to save a relationship and you've done everything that you can and it's not working. I mean, you can even establish that you're not even the problem now. That the problem is looking you in the eye, but the problem would not admit that they are the problem. And after all you've done, you can do no more. So if they're not going to hold up their own end, then let it fall. Period. Yeah? Okay. So communicate. That's necessary. And then two wrongs don't make a right. You know it. But really, if you can get away with it, you do it. Now, if there was a consequence to that, you wouldn't do it. Yeah, so you do it because you know you can get away with it. And if you feel that's judgmental, well, I said it again. And if you have a better solution to that, maybe you should try. But what does it serve us that we stack up problems in hopes that the problems disappear? We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Dido and Lamar. After this, it's Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.